Hey, welcome to Why Am I a Knicks Fan? I'm comedian Miller Mark. It's time to put on your knickers and talk some Bockers basketball. And the Knicks are currently 43-28 in fourth place in the Eastern Conference, 13 games back of first place Boston, 3 games back of second place Milwaukee, a half game back of third place Cleveland. They're a game up on fifth place Orlando, so as of now, they'd be hosting the first round matchup. Or they'd have home court advantage. They're 3 up on 6th place Indiana and 4 up added a play-in tournament from 7th place Miami. And I'll just start off by saying Dante's Inferno. Because Dante DiVincenzo was hot as a firecracker. I don't even know what I'm saying. He was hot yesterday against the Pistons. He set a franchise record for 11 three-pointers in one game, outdoing J.R. Smith and Evan Fournier, who hit 10 apiece in games. He had 40 points, and he led the Knicks to a victory yesterday against the Pistons, but he was just red hot. The crowd was urging him on. He got psyched up, and I'll talk about it. He was talking about how the crowd kept urging him on, and it kind of got him a little too wired up, and Jalen told him to just calm down, and he ended up setting a record. 11 three-pointers in one game, so that is the new New York Knicks franchise record. And Mitch, a couple injury updates. Mitch is moving quite well right now. He missed the last 50 games, but he's cleared for contact. He's going through practice. He just needs some time, according to Tom Thibodeau. OG shot around before yesterday's game, but he just needs his elbow to calm down a little bit. Randall is still in controlled contact. He's been at that for a couple weeks, so it's a little disconcerting because he still hasn't been cleared for full contact. So it's starting to look like maybe he won't be back this season because he's kind of been in this limbo, like I said, for a couple weeks. But hopefully we get him back soon because we can definitely use the help. All right, I'll be back. All right, the Knicks were 2-1 since last episode. They lost 113-100 at Denver on Thursday, March 21st. Michael Porter Jr. had 31 points. He shot 13-16 from the field. He actually broke Dale Ellis's single-season mark for three-pointers in the game, a franchise record for the Denver Nuggets. Jokic, I mean, he's the best player in the game. He just dominated us. 30 points, 14 boards, and 11 assists for his 22nd triple-double of the season. I mean, they're going to be hard to beat in the playoffs, no matter who you are. So, we did cut it to 2 with 8 minutes left in the game, but then the Nuggets put their starters back in, and that was kind of end of the game. But, like I said, we did cut it to 2, so that's kind of positive. Brunson had 26, and Hartenstein had 20. And then we came back home and won 105-93 versus the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday, March 23rd. Dante just kind of heating up before his big game yesterday. Dante had 31 points. McBride had 26 in 48 minutes. Hart had 13 boards and 5 assists. Brunson had 17-8. Hartenstein had 17-9. It was tied at 80 early in the fourth, and then the Knicks went on a 12-0 run. Bridges hit an incredible shot to end the half. It was from like 70 feet, and the Nets were actually up 57-56 at half, which was getting a little scary because the Nets suck. All right, and then the Knicks won yesterday, 124-99 versus the Detroit Pistons on Monday, March 25th. Like I said, Dante hit 11 threes to set a franchise record. He had 40 points. He was 11-20 from downtown, so he was really chucking them up. 1 3 was actually taken away, so he should have 12 threes, but it was taken away in the third because he stepped out of bounds after review. Brunson had 28. Hart had a 6 triple-double with 11, 14, and 10. The Knicks just, there was no messing around like the other game they played with the Pistons about a month ago. They made 8 of their first 9 and took a 20-8 lead. No Alec Burks. He had a sprained right shoulder. And McBride has been starting a lot more because they liked that unit together. So Achiuwa has been losing some minutes because Hartenstein's back, and now he's more traditional backup because instead of having him start, it's McBride starting. But yeah, so like I said, Knicks went 2-1. All right, bye. All right, the upcoming schedule for the Knicks before next podcast. They start off tomorrow night, Wednesday, March 27th at Toronto. And then Friday, March 29th, they're at the San Antonio Spurs. So we get our second look at Wemby. And then Sunday, they're home for the OKC Thunder. So that's going to be a tough one, but we are at home. So let's go 3-0. I think we can do it. 3-0, baby. All right. All right, the 12th man is in the game, which means this podcast is almost over. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Why Am I a Knicks Fan, on Twitter at Why Am I Knicks Fan, Facebook fan page, Why Am I a Knicks Fan. You can email the show, Why Am I a Knicks Fan, at Outlook.com. I almost didn't finish that sentence. I really appreciate you all listening, and I want to thank the jazzy new music, thanks to my buddy Michael Redial. All right, I'll catch you all next time. Have a good one.